Chapter 1 Jacobs hurried down to the spot that Franks asked to meet him at. It wasn't exactly in the best part of town. He figured that Franks got caught up in something else again. Franks' injuries had healed from the beating he took at the hands of Blake Oregon, and Jacobs could tell that he was getting jumpy to get back into things. With Gunner by his side, Jacobs stood in front of a vacant storefront at the end of a strip mall. He looked around, waiting for his friend to show up. Gunner let out a whimper. "I know, buddy. I don't know where he is." Gunner growled slightly in response. "I hope he's not in trouble, but you never know with Eddie. Trouble seems to find him." Gunner growled again. "Yeah, I know. He usually seems to find us, too." Gunner then let out a loud bark and started wagging his tail. Jacobs assumed he saw something and looked around but couldn't see anything. "What is it?" Gunner barked again, his tail wagging faster than before. Jacobs looked around again, still not seeing anything. His eyes finally glanced at the window of the vacant store. He saw Frank's mug looking straight at him, his face pressed against the glass. Jacobs sighed and shook his head. "Why do I have the feeling that..." Gunner growled, interrupting his thought. "Yeah, my thoughts exactly." Franks then went to the door and opened it. He stood there, waiting for his friends to come in. Jacobs and Gunner stood still in their spots for a moment, not sure about this. Jacobs looked down at his dog, who also looked up at him. "What is this place and what are we doing here?" Jacobs asked.
"Just checking it out," Franks answered.
"Checking it for what? Termites? Fleas?"
"No, man. Checking it for a future possible term of employment."
"What?"
"Come on in and I'll tell you."
"Is it safe?"
"Of course, man. Ain't nobody in here."
"I mean, is it safe as in the walls aren't gonna fall on top of us or anything, are they?"
"Don't be silly, dude. Get in, get in."
Franks ushered his friends inside. Once they stepped through the doors, Jacobs didn't see much of an improvement from the outside. It was dusty, dirty, smelly, and every other bad thought one could imagine. The place needed a paint job, new floors, new lighting, and a lot of work.
"So, what do you think?" Franks asked, a big smile on his face.
"About what?"
"This place. I'm thinking about renting it."
Jacobs raised his eyebrows, surprised to hear it. Only an insane person would think about renting this place, he thought. Renting it? For what?
"Get the business back together."
"What business?"
"What business, he says. What business? The pawn shop, man, the pawn shop."
"Eddie, are you crazy?"
"Well,
forget I said that. Of course you are. What are you thinking?" Jacobs turned his head in every direction. His first thoughts of the place still stood.
"Listen, I'm getting a check cut from the insurance company and I thought about starting over somewhere new. I mean, I could just rebuild it in the same spot, but if those dudes got me once, they can get me again, and I ain't going through that again."
"Would you just listen to yourself? If they got you there, they can get you here."
"Yeah, but..."
"Eddie, do you know how much money you'll have to put into this place just to get it in..." Jacobs looked around again. "Just to get it in average shape? And you didn't make any money with the last one you had. You'll be bleeding money." Frank sighed as he looked around.
"But that was like home, you know? I miss it."
"I know."
"I mean, I know it didn't look like much to you, and I know I wasn't exactly jumping in sales and all, but it was still home."
Jacobs put his hand on his friend's shoulder. "I get it. I do. You were there a long time and it meant something to you. It's not easy to walk away from that. But you don't really have much choice in the matter."
"I can make this place nice."
"Just forgetting the fact that Ames is still out there, you're going to have to put a ton of money in this place just to get it looking half decent. Not to mention this neighborhood isn't exactly the best. You're going to have less business here than the last place."
"You really think so?"
Jacobs nodded. "And what are you going to do if you spend $100,000 on this place to